Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the News and Observer's restaurant reviews. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. The first review we're going to read is for a restaurant called Tucson Blue. And that received 3 stars. And again, before we get started, just a quick reminder what those stars mean. 5 stars is extraordinary, 4 stars excellent, 3 stars above average, 2 stars average, and 1 star fair. And again, Tucson Blue received 3 stars. They are located at 327-108 West Davy Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 834-5707. As soon as Maurizio Privilegi was out of earshot, my wife asked, "Do you think he knows who you are?" The owner, chef of Tucson Blue, had just stopped by our table for the second time that night and chatted for a few minutes as we were finishing our meals. Complimentary glasses of sparkling wine appeared to accompany the first-rate tiramisu we had ordered. I can never be sure whether I've been spotted as a restaurant critic, but in this case, there was ample evidence to allay my suspicions. Exhibit number 1. He visited every table in the dining room and even ventured out onto the patio, where diners enjoy a romantic view of the sun setting over the cobblestone paving and the historic downtown train depot. I have no way of knowing how many glasses of wine on those other tables were paid for, but I know that plying customers with gratis goodies is a common practice with new restaurants, especially customers who ordered liberally, as we did, beginning with a bottle of 2003 Badia a Cala Tibuino, from Tucson Blue's strong Italian-leaning wine list. After starting with some of the tenderest, lightly breaded calamari I've had recently, I succumbed to the temptation of the porterhouse Fiorentina that he had enticingly described the first time he visited our table. At $24.95, the steak was by far the most expensive item on the item on offer. The regular menu tops out at $17.95. Even so, it was a bargain, the steak easily weighing in at the promised 20 ounces, cooked a succulent rare just as I ordered it, and served over sautéed spinach. The lobster bisque wasn't available that night, an especially surprising disappointment early on a Saturday evening. Mussels in a garlicky marinara sauce were savory consolation. By the time my wife had finished, with more than a little help from me, a plate of linguine and white wine pesto with jumbo shrimp, all was forgiven. The textbook tiramisu was, you might say, cocoa dusting on the espresso-soaked cake. It's the only house-made dessert at Tucson Blue, and definitely the way to go. On another evening, we dined on the patio, with the occasional Amtrak whistle and freight train rumble providing musical entertainment. A reprise of the fried calamari proved the first time hadn't been a fluke. Nicoise salad was tasty enough, but the melange of artichokes, black olives, walnuts, cherry tomatoes, red onions, and mixed greens didn't remotely resemble a classic salad. Evidently, I'm not the only one to notice the discrepancy. The chef plans to change the name to Riviera salad. Linguine with porcini mushrooms was the only outright dud I encountered either night, and it provided further evidence that my cover hadn't been blown. Surely the chef wouldn't have allowed a dish with dried mushrooms, including a couple of inedibly tough bits of stem, under severely undersalted cream sauce to be delivered to the table of a restaurant critic. In contrast, lasagna della nonna was the highlight of the meal. Made from his mother's recipe with house-made pasta and a blend of beef, veal, and sausage from the chef's favorite sausage maker in New York, the dish is truly as soul-satisfying as a mother's love. A native of Livorno, Privilegi immigrated to New York as a young man to work in his brother's restaurant. He eventually made his way to North Carolina and worked at Cafe Luna from its opening in 1996 until last year, when he opened his own restaurant. Fans of Cafe Luna will recognize a number of their favorite dishes, though in some cases the names have been changed. Linguini al pescatore, for instance, has been renamed Linguini Scolicchio, but still serves up a bounty of shellfish sautéed in garlic, olive oil, and tomato sauce. The chef is clearly working to put his stamp on the still-evolving menu at his new restaurant, too. And if his menu occasionally ventures outside the restaurant's namesake Tuscany for inspiration, there's no mistaking the source of his accent as he makes the rounds of the dining room with his charming hostess of his wife, Patricia. Come to think of it, that's another reason he treats us, and everyone else who dines in his restaurant, like friends. He likes people as much as he likes to cook. And again, Tucson Blue received 3 stars, located at 327-108 West Davie Street in Raleigh, phone number 834-5707. The next restaurant is Cafe Capistrano, and they are located at 2250 Gathering Park Circle in Carpenter Village in Cary. Their phone number is 467-2320, and they received 2 stars. When James Cardona opened the original Cafe Capistrano in North Raleigh in 2007, he hit a marketing sweet spot. Takaris and Tex-Mex chains were so common that you couldn't swing a piñata stick without hitting one, but the menu that Cardona billed as California-style Mexican was practically unheard of in these parts. With an emphasis on fresh ingredients and scratch preparation, the concept proved so successful that the first-time restaurateur decided to go for seconds. In 2009, he sold his share of the restaurant to his partners and opened another Cafe Capistrano in Cary. Like the original, the new restaurant evokes a contemporary Southwestern feel. With highlights including wrought iron chandeliers and vivid impressionist paintings on the walls the color of a desert sunset, the decor is what you might call hacienda modern. A fence-enclosed patio provides an attractive alternative for those who like to dine with an actual sunset in the background. But the Cary restaurant is not merely a clone of the one in Raleigh. For his new venture, Cardona raised the ante with a full bar, whose refreshments include sangria and a more than respectable margarita, and live musics on Tuesday night. He also created a few dishes, such as the jumbo tiger shrimp and jalapeno smoked bacon quesadilla that he recently had been featuring as a special. Naturally, the dishes that found a loyal following at the original Cafe Capistrano are all present and accounted for. The signature tortilla soup, for one, serves up succulent shreds of meat in a rich broth redolent of cumin and garnished with tortilla strips, fresh cilantro, and a squeeze of lime. And the chunky guacamole, made to order with a whole avocado, is still among the best around. Now you can get it in 2 places. Mango shrimp, another long-standing Cafe Capistrano favorite, features chilled jumbo shrimp and avocado in crunchy miniature flour taco shells. Topped with a drizzle of spicy sweet mango sauce, it's a starter that's sure to get your taste buds firing on all cylinders. The bulk of the entree offering looks comparatively pedestrian at first glance. Look a little closer, though, and you'll discover the word fresh is a recurring theme. Choices for fillings go far beyond the beef or chicken norm, too, and everything from chimichanga to taco, which are available in hard-shell, soft-corn, or soft-flour tortillas. Even the quesadilla is offered in several variations, including beef, chicken, pork, and vegetarian. For a $2 upcharge, you can splurge on shrimp, grilled fajita-style chicken, or mahi-mahi, which is piled on an ample portion to hold its own with the molten three-cheese filling. Enchiladas verdes come in chicken, shrimp, and beef tenderloin versions, and the piquant, but not overwhelmingly spicy, sauce is made with fresh Anaheim chilies and jalapenos. There's no mistaking these enchiladas, or the Santa Fe enchiladas, whose classic sauce is made with New Mexico chilies, for your typical Tex-Mex fare. Nor will you find anything close to Cafe Capistrano's Chili Relleno in a Tex-Mex joint. The menu describes the fresh poblano pepper as large, and that's an understatement. Filled with a blend of cheeses and bits of chicken that simmered for hours in a well-seasoned broth, it's a savory, egg-battered behemoth that spans the plate from rim to rim. Dana Harmon, Cardona's partner in the new restaurant, turns out a small but tempting assortment of house-made desserts. Enticements include a moist Mexican wedding cake, aque tres leches, gooey chocolate brownie cake, and Cardona's prized recipe for a dense creamy flan with classic caramel. Cafe Capistrano's weak link is service, which is generally friendly but can be inattentive, and the location, in the middle of a large residential development, is hardly nightlife central. But that hasn't stopped people from finding the place, judging by the well-filled dining room I encountered both times I dined there. The restaurant has done so well, in fact, that Cardona recently opened Screaming Coyote Cafe, a lunch-only eatery that serves a streamlined version of the Capistrano menu in RTP. By all appearances, the marketing sweet spot is as sweet as ever. And again, Cafe Capistrano received 2 stars. They are located at 2250 Gathering Park Circle in Carpenter Village, and that's in Cary. And their phone number is 467-2320. The next restaurant we're going to review is for 604 West Morgan. They are located at 604 West Morgan Street in Durham. And note here that the entrance to this restaurant is at 604 Fernway Avenue. Their phone number is 680-6333. This restaurant on the review has left out the rating, but it seems to appear to be a pretty good review. It was partly my fault. Okay, it was mostly my fault. I knew that the entrance to 604 West Morgan faces an enclosed courtyard in West Village, a residential office and retail complex in a cluster of repurposed 19th century tobacco warehouses near downtown Durham. And the restaurant's website does point out that the entrance and parking are at 604 Fernway Avenue, a block over from 604 West Morgan's namesake street. I managed to overlook the last crucial detail and found myself at the wrong 604. By the time I realized my mistake and navigated Durham's notoriously confusing one-way streets to the right one, I found myself wondering whether not 604 West Morgan might have made a better name for the restaurant. Actually, there are two restaurants at this address. In the adjoining space, Sinelli's Pizzeria and Restaurant offers a more casual alternative to the white tablecloth setting and upscale Italian fare at 604 West Morgan. The restaurants are a venture between rookie restaurateur Sean Shea and seasoned veteran Gaetano Sinelli, who share the sprawling space vacated by Tosca last summer. The new restaurants share a kitchen, with Sinelli turning out New York-style pizzas and Italian-American fare, while Johnson & Wales-trained chef Rob Sumner serves up more ambitious offerings. Sumner's grilled octopus salad alone is worth seeking out 604 West Morgan, even if you have to reprogram your GPS to find the place. Exceptionally tender and lightly charred, the octopus is joined by shrimp, scallops, and lobster, a bonus not mentioned on the menu, over a tangle of arugula, cherry tomatoes, and shaved fennel in a lemon oil vinaigrette. Fried calamari served with a spicy marinara of San Marzano tomatoes are exemplary. The chef has mastered the art of risotto, too, judging by a recent version that was studded with wild mushrooms and showered with shreds of duck confit. Offered as a nightly changing special, the risotto is available as an appetizer or entree. If you're looking for something to nibble alongside one of the two dozen by glass options from 604 West Morgan's Italian-leaning list, you could do worse than bruschetta topped with a creamy bean puree and a dab of olive tapenade. Just don't let the $11 price fool you into thinking you'll get a big shareable platter. The tariff gets you three bruschetta of an average size and some sautéed rapini. Fortunately, while the price is in line with the rest of the menu, entrees average around $25, the portion size is not. The veal chop will set you back $32, which gets you a thick slab on-the-bone succulents topped with a small mountain of sautéed wild mushrooms and ringed by foothills of roasted vegetables. The sea bass oreganata was served with an exquisitely creamy, delicately crushed polenta cake as a special recently, was as generous as it was irreproachably fresh and expertly prepared. I'd happily shell out another $19 for a reprise of the lamb ragu, an earthy melange of braised shank, chickpeas, caramelized cipollini, and roasted carrots over house-made cavatelli that had me smiling with contentment. The same price gets you a first-rate eggplant parmesan, half of which you'll be taking home, with an ample side of pasta. As you might expect from a chef who's worked in fine dining restaurants in New York, miscues are infrequent and minor. The only persistent weakness are bread served at the beginning of the meal and the desserts at the end, neither of which lives up to the rest of the meal. Some of the waitstaff are still in the learning curve, though most are eager to please. It doesn't hurt that Shea, a financial services executive by day, is in the house most nights. Chances are, he'll meet you by the door on your way out and ask you how you enjoyed your meal, and he'll listen to your answer. An enthusiastic owner, a talented chef, and a rustically romantic dining spot, not to mention a leafy, secluded patio that is one of the area's premier al fresco dining spots, makes 604 West Morgan a worthy dining destination, even if you wind up taking the scenic route to get there. Again, 604 West Morgan is located on 604 West Morgan Street in Durham, but the entrance is at 604 Fernway Avenue, and their phone number is 680-6333. drink, eat, and be merry. If there's an Italian equivalent to the phrase, name your poison, it would surely come in handy at three new restaurants whose name announces their goal of quenching your thirst as well as sating your appetite. At Bellini, which opened last month in the short-lived Mangia Bistro space, bar manager Derek Clemens offers six variations on the restaurant's namesake aperitif. A native of Kentucky, Clemens has also assembled a selection of his favorite small-batch bourbons. On the solid side of the ledger, Piero Potenza, best known locally as the charming chef of the erstwhile Chow Cafe in downtown Cary, has created a menu of traditional Italian fare that is modest in length but ambitious in scope. House-made pastas are a specialty, with temptations including veal and spinach ravioli, ricotta cavatelli, and gnocchi in creamy basil sauce. Entree options range from red snapper and parchment to grilled lamb chops. Pizzas are baked in a wood-burning oven, which owner Ahmed Ramadan, formerly a partner of Mangio Bistro, wisely kept when he gave the place a makeover. And Bellini is located at 2519 Fairview Road, and their phone number is 782-4908. The paint was barely dry on the dining room walls at Bellini when the energetic Ramadan opened Vino, and that's located at 1106 Grace Park Drive in Morrisville, and their phone number is 380-8206. The restaurant borrows half of its menu, including the scratch pastas, from Bellini, balancing these old-world dishes with a new-world offering of Italian-American fare. For the time being, Potenza is dividing his time between kitchens, bringing the staffs up to speed at both restaurants. General manager mixologist Rex Herman is, not surprisingly, rapidly building an eclectic wine cellar that lives up to Vino's name. But Herman, who has worked in restaurants and bars from Hawaii to Las Vegas, is also excited about his over-the-top cocktail creations made exclusively with fresh-squeezed juices. Just listening to him describe his recipe for, say, blueberry hot drop, muddled blueberries, fresh jalapeno slices, lemon juice, and rock candy syrup, shake, strain, and float contraire on top, is sure to prime a lot of palates. Nor are your thirst-quenching options limited to the namesake spirit at Sambuca Chop House, and that's located at 11216-102 Capitol Boulevard, and their phone number is 554-3838, and that is located at the Capitol Boulevard in Wake Forest. In addition to a solid selection of wines and craft beers, bar manager John Martinez offers a tantalizing selection of signature cocktails such as My Manhattan, Woodford Reserve Bourbon, Sweet Vermouth and Bitters, garnished with a cherry house aged in brandy, red wine, and sugar. Chef Ken Sanders, whose resume includes 14 years at Capital City Chop House, ought to be up to the task of grilling steaks and chops, veal, pork, and lamb to your specifications. If you'd like other recommendations, the chef obliges with his picks under the heading, What Chef Likes to Eat. There, you'll find mostly Italian offerings that include saltimbocca, mushroom risotto, and artichoke stuffed salmon. Creamy Cajun pasta, an outlier, earns its place on the menu by virtue of being the chef's signature dish. And it doesn't hurt that it features a Cajun spice Sambuca cream sauce. Durham gets a taste of Havana. If you think you hear salsa music next time you're in downtown Durham, you're not imagining it. Follow the sultry beat to its source, and you'll find Old Havana Sandwich Shop, where vintage Cuban music mingles in the air with the fragrance of slow-roasted pork that's featured on the restaurant's specialty sandwich. And Old Havana Sandwich Shop is located at 310 East Main Street, again in Durham, phone number 667-9525. Besides the classic Cuban, here called the Havana, the shop offers the Tampa, a salami-topped variation favored in that city, and the Santiago, a mojo-splash chopped pork sandwich for purists. There's also a grilled-pressed vegetarian sandwich named Camagüey for the Cuban province known for its cheese. Cuban native Robert Copa opened the shop in late January with his wife, Elizabeth Turnbull, after transforming a 1926 vintage building that was once home to the Durham Sun into a spot straight out of pre-Castro Havana. Copa, and he's the friendly guy with the straw hat, will proudly tell you that the pork is from pasture-raised, antibiotic-free North Carolina pigs and that his bread is baked by Gugloff. Old Havana Sandwich Shop is open weekdays from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. In the mornings, fans of Cafe Cubana can get their fix along with Cuban toast and an assortment of pastries. In Holly Springs, El Cucuqua, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's spelled C-O-Q-U-I, located at 304 North Main Street, again in Holly Springs, phone number 552-9409, specializes in the native cuisine of another Caribbean island transplant. Building contractor Ferquan Burgos longed for the foods of his native Puerto Rico, so he decided to open a restaurant and hired fellow Puerto Rican Grammy Ortera as chef. The 21-year-old Ortera, who attended culinary school in Puerto Rico, responded with a broad menu of authentic fare that covers the spectrum from arroz con pollo to mofongo to pernil asado, a roast pork dish that's traditionally served for Christmas, but is available here most days. "This is the kind of food our grandmas made," Burgo says. "People come in and they're surprised when they see a young guy cooking. The food may well transport you to Puerto Rico, but the setting, a small dining room with fast food restaurant-style booths and a strip mall attached to a gas station and a convenience store, hardly keeps up its end of the bargain. That hasn't prevented El Coque from finding a devoted following, though. The restaurant is only a few months old, and Burgos is already eyeing a new, larger location." Stuck in a Bojangles, Brugger's, and Burger King rut? Check out the alternatives at these locally owned newcomers. How about a classic Reuben and a bowl of homemade matzo ball soup, or chopped liver and onion with a side of potato pancakes and applesauce made from scratch? For breakfast, maybe cheese blintzes or an egg sandwich with tail or ham, or cinnamon apple French toast made with holly, naturally. You'll find these among scores of options at Streets Deli, and that's located at 1118 Environ Way. And their phone number is 537-8414, which opened last month at the new East 54 retail and residential complex in Chapel Hill. Owner Greg Christian, who worked his way up from dishwasher to chef in New York delis before graduating from the Culinary Institute of America, builds his restaurant as, quote, "the Triangle's first authentic big city Jewish-style delicatessen." Kristen backs up his claim with corned beef and pastrami cured by the same company that supplies some of New York's most famous delis. He's coy about the name, but notes most of the other cold cuts are supplied by Boar's Head. Nostalgic New Yorkers will be happy to know that the Big Apple is also the source of the complimentary Gus's half-sour pickles on the tables, as well as the smoked fish and other temptations in the shop's deli case. Big City Bagels and Cafe, which is located at 7461 Six Forks Road, and that is in Raleigh, has been open for several months in North Raleigh's celebration at Six Forks, but the restaurant's side street-facing location makes finding it a challenge. Those who manage to stumble across the shop discover a family-run establishment where fresh baked bagels and house-blended cream cheese spreads are only part of the offering. Owners Ben and Jessica Morella have gradually expanded the menu to include a selection ranging from omelets and buttermilk pancakes to in the morning to wraps, salads, and homemade soups at lunchtime. The Morellas proudly note that they make virtually everything from scratch, right down to cooking the chicken for their popular walnut and grape-studded chicken salad. Look for even more options in the coming weeks when the couple plan to extend the hours into the evening. Off the beaten path location, adjacent to a gas station convenience store on the outskirts of Durham, has also kept Ham and Egger Cafe, and that's located at 51 Wake Forest Highway, phone number 352-409-0844, under the radar. The little shop is worth seeking out, as much for the friendly welcome of owners Robert Niels as for his distinctive sandwiches. Ham and Egger's namesake breakfast sandwiches serves up two eggs, ham, substitute bacon, sausage, or red hots if you prefer, and cheese on a house-baked Kaiser roll. Top it with grilled tomatoes and onions if you're feeling feisty. Niels also bakes the hoagie rolls for lunchtime sandwiches, including a Philly cheesesteak made with a top round he slices fresh every morning. And we have time for one more quick note. Foodies have been eagerly waiting and watching the old Conti's Italian Market space on Person Street for nearly a year now. Ever since a sign went up announcing that the new eatery specializing in sweet and savory pies was coming soon, Late last month, following construction and inspection delays, Pie Bird, located at 618th North Person Street, phone number 508-7612, opened its doors. If the wait seemed long to pie fans, it was nothing compared with that of the owner, Sebold Duncan, whose infatuation with pastry dates back to a failed attempt at a peach pie as a fifth grader. She's come a long way since then, as the many friends and neighbors who have been beneficiaries of her baking will attest. With the opening of Pie Bird, Duncan has raised the ante, teaming with fellow bakers Krishana Ball and Christine Ashwood to develop an enticing assortment of pies made with all-natural ingredients. Savory options cover the spectrum from classics such as chicken pot pie and shepherd's pie, the real thing made with ground lamb, to creative variations such as pimento cheese empanada and hand pies, think turnovers, with a variety of meat and vegetarian fillings. Specials such as Korean short rib pie and tamale carnitas pie topped with jicama are listed on the board. So are dessert pies, sweet tooth temptations that vary with the season and the baker's whim. Possibilities include coconut cream, chocolate pecan bourbon, lemon icebox, and sweet potato, with maple whipped cream and candied bacon on request. It's a pretty good bet you'll find classic apple pie on the board, as long as North Carolina apples are available. A custom blend by Counterculture Coffee and a beer selection that includes Big Boss and Mother Earth brews add to the Pie Bird's appeal. So does the fresh contemporary decor with accents of lime green and robin's egg blue, and a sidewalk patio that promises to be a popular urban oasis. Pie Bird is open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And it looks like we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. I hope you listen again, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.